We have got to recognize the economic reality that exists for Pennsylvania's people. No matter what portion of Pennsylvania you live in, there's a lot of folks who are struggling, trying to make ends meet, unemployment issues, underemployment issues. We got to create a better economic climate so that people can get the jobs that they deserve, make the contribution that they want to, feed their families. So the economic conditions of the people of Pennsylvania, I think, is extremely important. The number one route out of poverty is a strong education system. We still have far too many children who are working hard to get an education in schools that are just not set for 21st century education. The disparity in public education funding in Pennsylvania between wealthy school districts and low-income school districts is the worst of any state in the nation. We rank at the last, according to U.S. Department of Education. That has got to get addressed. Those are two very important things that I think we need to get through, and it all needs to be about putting the people of Pennsylvania first and a better sense of fairness in how the economic conditions in Pennsylvania work out. In this time of austerity that we've been involved in over probably almost a decade now in public policy, it really puts a strain on how we're able to invest in the people of Pennsylvania. And what I know is that when you invest in the people of Pennsylvania, our economy becomes stronger. Therefore, our budgets become stronger. So the thing that we have to do is put together a balanced budget, but one that makes sense and one that does not abandon those who need a strong Pennsylvania to be there for them. We cannot shred the safety net in Pennsylvania. We cannot abandon our children in our schools. We clearly must recognize the economic struggles that people are facing in every corner of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and respond to them. So the budget is going to be tough, but we have to be principled about it. There are a lot of people who have done extremely well in Pennsylvania, who've made out very well financially. We got to make sure that they're contributing their fair share so that everyone in Pennsylvania has the opportunity to do well. It is the Commonwealth. We are the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and that has got to be a shared experience for every citizen in Pennsylvania, not just for a few, not just for a few. That makes for a bad outcome in the end. We've done some good things in the last couple of years. We're finally back to education funding levels that existed prior to the previous administration with those very dramatic cuts. We need to keep that trend going up. Our unemployment numbers have gone down, but we've got to keep working hard on that. So I have to remain optimistic, or else I couldn't do my job. But again, it's about putting the people of Pennsylvania first, recognizing the common economic realities that exist, jobs and economic security for the people of Pennsylvania, not shredding the safety net, that's only fair, and not abandoning our children in terms of getting every child being able to get a 21st century public education. Those are some very key issues that we've got to address.